You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
I say we take care of the problem. Mostly it's Dom and Jeremy listeners who step up and start answering these questions. Sienna wrote to us through Facebook. You can find us on social media if you just search Dom and Jeremy. Dom and Jeremy. She writes, I want to know from your listeners if I should be irritated or feel flattered. I don't make a lot of money, but I saved up for months and then splurged on a purse that I love. Love is in all caps. Oh. It's a Louis Vuitton bag, and it's not cheap. Well, I showed up for a brunch gathering with five of my friends this weekend. They all couldn't stop talking about it, which is exactly the reaction I wanted. Ha, ha, ha. But one of them asked me where I got it, and after I told her, she said, I'm going to go out and get that same bag. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Sienna writes, am I immature because that made me so angry? I just smiled when she said that, but inside I was boiling. She says, is it uncool to reach out and ask her to please get some other bag? I hate that she's taking the one cool accessory I have and just copying me. What do you do? Should I just not say anything? Thanks for taking my silly problem. I love my boys in the morning.
Oh, it's not
Sienna.
Silly.
Oh,
it's not
silly.
And
we
silly.
Love you back.
This is real life stuff here, girl.
Sound off, Jeremy. What do you think?
Man, this is hard. This is a jerk move, I think, on her friend's part. Especially, did you say it was a Louis Vuitton bag?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Those are like four figures.
Yeah, I mean, the cheap one's $1,800. I mean, who knows what she paid? $2,000, $3,000, $4,000? That's a jerk move. Now, the whole thing, do you call her and say, can you not do this, please? I say she should. She should call her. If she's a good friend, she'll understand.
I would love to know what she would say on that call. Like, how do you broach that subject with somebody? Listen, I know you really, really dug my purse the other day.
Well, I guess honesty
really
is the best policy,
me.
Right? Like, I worked really hard for this. I don't get a lot of nice things. I'm really proud of this. And for you to go out and get the same thing kind of steals my thunder.
As long as you don't mind that friend then calling everyone else and saying, oh, guess what Sienna did? She got all twisted over the fact that I wanted to get that same purse.
Like, could she get it in a different color? Because I know they come in different colors, right? Boy, that's hard. That's real hard, man. I know somebody who went out, somebody who bought a car that had like a specific color scheme, and a family member went right out and bought. It was a different brand of vehicle, but it was the exact same color scheme. So they were basically identical cars sitting side by side each other. And that, we felt, was a jerk move. Because the color scheme was very specific and very nice looking. And then this family member went out and bought the same exact thing. And it was always very, very awkward.
You're saying that if somebody gets a blue car, nobody else in the family can get a blue car?
Kinda. Yeah, well, it was like a two-tone thing. So
send out like a family email. Okay, here are the colors that are still available.
Right. It was just weird when it happened. And this is up there in the weird camp, too.
I wonder if this happens with clothing, like a clothing choice a lot. Like with shoes, especially. I know that when people go out, someone say, oh, my God, I love your shoes. Where did you get them? And then that person wants to run out and get those exact shoes. Does that have the same impact? Like,
what
if you showed
that?
Up at an outing and two or three of your friends were all wearing the exact same shoes.
What is that? Why? What? Be an individual.
I know.
You know, I don't get that.
Yeah. Same.
I mean, I don't think, I mean, if you had bought a pair of pants or something and I came in the next day with the same pair of pants on, how weird would that be? I just like,
oh my God, Jeremy's
so
in my pants.
I know. That's just so weird. Go get something else.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Yeah. Is this silly? Of course it's silly.
It is. But
this is what makes the world go round.
This is rocking her world right now, so we want you guys to sound off about this.
So what you need to do is call us, tell us what Sienna should do. Should she just
let it
swallow her irritation? Yeah, let it go. Or should she reach out and say, look, you don't really need to buy the same thing.
Right.
Anyway, so she was out to brunch with some friends, and what do you know, one of them said, where'd you get that bag? I've got to get that. So Sienna told her, and she's like, yeah, I'm going to go get one. Now Sienna's like, wait a minute.
This is my bag.
This was my special purse.
I worked hard for this.
She's like, should I reach out and ask her to not do this? Before we get to, we got calls, but before we do, I'm going to read this quick note we got from Shannon. Because this is funny. Shannon says, I had a coworker who did this stuff all the time. If you came in with a pair of cool shoes, she'd go out and get them that day and wear them the very next day. If you got a cool new coat, she'd go get that coat. It just became a sort of running joke around the office. And then here's the part I like. We thought about someone buying something hideous. Then the rest of us would all gush over it.
Yeah.
And see if she went out and bought the same hideous thing.
Crocs.
She goes, thanks for the laughs every morning. Well, Shannon, thank you for making us laugh. Let's get to the phones. Here comes Tala. Tala, good morning. What do you think about Sienna's issue?
Good morning. So here's where I'm having the issue. She spent time saving up money for something special for herself. So my thing is, if this friend can just go and buy it, like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, it's a little rude.
It is. It's like, go buy something else then. I mean, it's fine if you want to go get another purse. Just get a different one, you know?
Right. Because, you know, this is something she specifically saved and, like, put effort and time into. It wasn't an impulse buy. So for me, that's, you know, to just be like, oh, I'm going to go impulse buy that. It's a little showy.
I think her friend was jealous of all the attention that she was getting with all the other girlfriends, too. You know, it's a jealousy thing.
So what would you have her do, Sienna? Would you have her say something or just let it go?
I would say, I guess it depends on the situation. If the friend has to save up as well, then I'd say, all right, we'll go get something, you know, sure. Different. Go get yourself something nice, but a little different, if you don't mind. But if it is, you know, I can just go impulse buy this, then yeah, absolutely say something. Hey, you have the money to get whatever you
she
want.
She might have it already, you know? She might have already purchased it.
It might be too late by now.
I don't know.
God. Yeah.
Tala, I'm glad you called us. Have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Tala.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thanks for being on the show with us. Here comes Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, boys. Good morning.
Morning.
What would you do in this case?
First, I just want to say, Dom, love your name. My son's name is Dominic, and he goes by Dom.
All right.
In this situation, I think that, unfortunately, some groups of girls they'll gossip. They'll kind of talk behind the back and do things. So I worry that if she does this, just, you know, like a one-on-one thing with her, there's going to be some chatter. So I think she should get the girls together for a brunch. Mm-hmm. And just say, hey, you know, I've poured my heart and soul into this. I worked hard. This was sort of a goal of mine. Could you, you know, please not steal my thunder?
It's an emergency purse meeting.
Yes.
Let's send out an evite.
You know what it is? It's the purse 100%. Summit. That's what it is.
Yes, we have an emergency. There's a situation. All right.
Sure, that's not a bad idea. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling the show.
Yes, thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Bye, Sherry.
And say hi to Dom for me, all right? Tell Dominic I said howdy.
Howdy.
What, Ron, what are you doing, Ron?
I'm working.
All right, Ron. What's going to happen here, Ron?
I think she should let it go. It's not like it's a one-of-a-kind purse. Anybody can go out and buy one. So. Well,
yeah, but it's so expensive, dude, and it's like really special.
Yeah, it's not like
I understand, but it's like, you know, I have a mink coat. I'm not going to get mad if my coworker goes out and buys one.
You have a mink coat?
I'll be mad if somebody goes out and buys
I'll be mad
coat.
If you wear that.
Ron, thank you for the call. He says,
let it go. Let it go.
What do you you think, Jared? What
bottom line,
here?
This is super annoying, and it's a jerk move. I say speak up. Stand up for yourself.